Greetings, everyone. This is Gene Baker with Club 930. This Thanksgiving Day, we again have the best in recorded music and artist news and views off the record to you, and today, Jack Bailey, too. Everybody sit back and relax. Those of you that have had your turkey, I know you're sitting back, relaxing. Those of you who are nervously watching Mother to see whether or not the turkey's ready yet, you're just going to bother if you keep running into the kitchen all the time and saying, is it ready? Is there anything I can do? When are we going to eat? Just leave her alone and just let her get everything ready, and then you'll have a much better dinner. So you just sit back for the next hour and a half and listen to Club 930. That'll put you in the right mood for the turkey later on. Well, right now, songs to sing, music is king. Here's K-Star with Frank Duvall to prove it. There's Yes, Yes in Your Eyes.
Your lips tell me no, no, but there's a yes, yes in your eyes. I've been missing your kissing. Just because I wasn't wise, I'll stop my scheming and dreaming, 'cause I realize your lips tell me no, no, but there's yes, yes in your eyes.
Your lips tell me no, no, but there's yes, yes in your eyes. I've been missing your kisses, just because I wasn't right. I'll stop my dreaming and dreaming, 'cause I realize your lips tell me no, no, but there's yes, yes in your eyes.
Yes, in your eyes. Now, a few things I'd like to take up with you right about now. First is, of course, as you heard the very opening, you know that we have a special guest today, Jack Bailey. We'll have that little off-the-record interview pretty soon. And another thing I want to tell you right off while you're all home today on this holiday, that tomorrow is a very special day on Club 930. Because tomorrow we're going to announce all the winners on the big contest. That's right. Tomorrow, somebody's going to call somebody's husband at work. I know the lady's going to listen to the radio, and all of a sudden she's going to scream and holler over the telephone, "We've got an $800 television set. I just won it." And then fall into a dead faint. I know. But all those wonderful prizes, over $1,500 worth, are going to be awarded tomorrow. So don't forget Club 932 to 330 tomorrow. That's going to be a big day. Now here's Dinah Shore with our own Harry Zimmerman. A beautiful arrangement behind this song to Dinah. Dear hearts and gentle people.
People will never, ever let you down.
dream house I'll build there one day with picket fence and rambling rose. I feel so welcome each time that I return, that my happy heart keeps laughing like a clown. I love those dear hearts and gentle people who live and love in my hometown. There's a place I'd like to see, and it's back in Tennessee, where your friendly neighbors smile and say hello. It's a pleasure and a treat to meander down the street. That's why I want the whole wide world to know.
I love the dear hearts and gentle people who live in my hometown. Because of dear hearts and gentle people will never ever let you down. They read the good book from Friday till Monday. That's how the weekend goes.
And gentle people, Dinah Shore with Harry Zimmerman in the orchestra. Now here's that man with the drum again.
Have a cavalier, have a cavalier, extremely mild.
The big news in cigarettes is Cavalier, a truly distinguished cigarette for your discriminating taste.
Cavalier is king size with all the advantages of extra length. It has a delightful, natural flavor, and it's mild, extremely mild.
Note those two words, extremely mild.
Yes, you'll like the extreme mildness of Cavalier's special modern blend. Traditionally fine tobaccos of the original colonial type.
You'll see the smart white pack of Cavaliers in the best restaurants and homes.
You'll say the flavor and aroma are just right. And you can't beat Cavalier for mildness.
Start smoking Cavalier today for cigarettes at their finest.
Have a Cavalier, extremely mild.
Love that drummer boy. He works on holidays, too, every day. Thanksgiving is no different. Now, this next selection, I'd like to take just a minute to say that yesterday we did, with Woody Herman and Nat Cole's version of this particular number, and a lady called up and said, why, every day, you play Nat Cole Woody Herman's version of Mule Train? Well, it so happened that was the first day we'd played it, so I'm afraid the lady was mixed up on her disc jockeys. I got a solution for that. Just stay tuned to Club 930, and you won't listen to Woody Herman and Nat Cole or anybody else doing the same number every day. We change them. Mm-hmm. For instance, here's Frankie Lane and the Mule Skinners in Mule Train.
Clippity-clop, clippity-clippity, clippity-clippity, clippity-clopping along. yonder, a shovel for a miner who left his home to wander from the fields and fields for the settlers in the hills. Get along, you!
Lane and the Mule Skinners and Mule Train. All right, on Club 930 now, we have the extra special off the record to you interview. And, yes, across the table from us is none other than Jack Queen for a Day Bailey. Step right up, Jack.
Following the mules again.
Yeah,
Thought I was in the parade. Yeah.
I do want to apologize. My little woman said last night that I referred to Thanksgiving, turkey, and you all in the same breath, and I want to apologize for
no
it.
No eggs?
No eggs today.
I lay you through.
Jack, I heard the show today. You had a king for the day today, didn't you?
Gee, we had a king and a half. The guy that was the king was 6'10".
6'10"?
Yeah, size 14 shoes. Foreman and Clark are now tearing down their building. They have to fit him. I left.
I would love to have seen that. What are you, a fast
5'9"? MGM 9.5 in the warm elevator.
Oh, that's good. That's fine. Well, then another thing I want to ask you, too, about this Queen of America. Well, what's that all about?
So I'm glad you asked me that. It's a wonderful contest. It seems it's a little confusing to some people's mind. What it actually means that anybody that belongs to a woman's group of any kind, no matter how small or large, or national or local, if they will elect one member and five other members sign their names, she is elected as a candidate for Queen of America. That's what it means.
Ooh.
And the prizes are thousands and thousands of dollars for the Queen. You go to Paris and drop over to London, you know.
Ooh,
pick
lovely.
Up an MG.
Oh,
whatever
fun.
Else he needs over there. And then the clubs themselves will be given playground equipment for their youth movements and cash money. And so it's a wonderful deal.
She is really going to be Queen of America.
Oh, Queen of America.
Ooh.
I'm running my wife.
She's
got enough friends, I guess.
Oh, you mean the harp player in your family? We've spoken of her often.
Don't quote me.
We want her to come down and play harp for us.
And she loves that mule train thing. That's why we have a small feud at home. She just loves it because, you see, she's from Montana. And those hillbillies up there, they went to school with mules.
We'll present her with a copy of Mule Train.
You needn't bother.
Okay. Now, look, we're going to talk about music today. Dixieland. I've been telling them all about Dixieland in connection with Jack Bailey. Now, you just take the mic and tell us something about Dixieland, will you, Jack?
Well, I'd love to, what little I know about it, but Dixieland is my favorite.
I know that.
Favorite type of music.
Seems to me I was with you till about 4 o'clock in the morning, wasn't it? The Pan Pacific, one particular night, listening to one.
You do remember, you and I outwaited them all.
That's for sure. We stay right to the very end.
Well, speaking of kings, the king was there, you know, Louis Armstrong.
That's for sure.
He had to outwait those long hairs.
Like Kid Ory.
Yes, but it was great, and I do like it. I tell you why, I like rhythm, you know, and I think that Dixieland has more rhythm than most any music. Bebop, I'm a little long hair about that.
Well, I agree with you.
It's too noisy.
Well, it's not so noisy, but, I don't know. How can 18 fellows play 19 different things and all come out right?
They
I don't know.
Have a bop on the
That's
end.
That's right, bop.
Yeah, well, they're over-arranged or something, I don't know. But it's good old solid New Orleans jazz and Dixieland. I really like it. And I did something, I hope it's all right with you.
What's that?
One night I was doing a benefit, and it was the kind that you like and that I like, where there was no newspaper ads about it. We ran out.
A whole bunch of us. I mean, there were some people like Charles Lawton was there, and he read the Bible. Have you ever heard him do that?
And wonderful.
And we had a bunch of these Voots, these real jazzy guys, come out there to make a little music.
Yeah.
Which they love it, you know. And
sure.
We were out at this place, and we were having a lot of fun in this hospital. And there was a man there recording. He recorded a lot of things, and I have, it's a very funny thing, on the back of some of this Dixieland music that we got, there's Charles Lawton reading the Bible and everything, so, and he recorded everything but me.
Oh, fine.
Address him, but I enjoyed the music, and I brought one down if it's okay to play.
Well, fine.
It seems like to me that the sort of the theme song, or the leading song of all Dixieland artists, are, they all like to play Jazzy Blues. And in this record, there's Miff Mole on the trombone, and Krupa.
Oh, fine.
Snare drummer.
Yes, the drummer
and,
boy.
Yeah, and Jess Stacy. And I think it's Pee Wee Russell. I'm sure it's Pee Wee Russell plays the clarinet. And two or three other guys, they even used, not in this one, but in some of the places, the boys in the hospital got up that could even blow their nose. They were in the band. So we really had a lot of fun. And this record that I brought along is Jazzy Blues with some of these guys going to work and no music. They just took a breath and started, and
fine.
I get kind of a kick out of it. Was it all right?
Well, let's hear it right
now.
Get
old Schultz to turn it on.
Professor Schultz, turn the table.
Yeah.
Thank you.
really is fine. That's something you just don't find on platters anymore, you know?
I know, those are hard to get. Gene, mm-hmm. I want to say something here that you didn't know was coming, and I thought I'd better say it.
What's that?
First, I was by your house.
Yes.
On the way down to the studio, and the washing is drying. You can iron.
Oh, good.
You did a grand job.
Well,
on the and I got to thinking on the way in that I bet a lot of these people that listen to 9:30 don't know much about you. You're always honking about who's on the show with you and telling all these people. Now, look, you were with Lauman Abner for a long time, weren't you?
Oh, yeah, sure. Many, many years.
And they're great, great boys.
Oh,
you?
Wonderful boys.
And they think a lot of you, and so must Elvis also.
You
wouldn't have been like running a little bit.
That's how we got it.
Yes, they're in there one way. Corey Owen is haunting the halls.
That's
and another
right,
thing,
we'll say it again,
seriously, you've had a lot of experience in music, haven't you?
That's right.
Singer?
Oh, yes.
Why don't you tell the folks, you probably never do it unless somebody sat here and played straight for you.
Well, I don't know.
Why don't you tell some of the experiences you've had singing? Where have you sung?
Oh, I worked with bands like Freddie Rich, Mark Warnow, and out here on the coast, Lud Gluskin. And
didn't you have a good program where you sang something about hymns for a day?
Oh, yeah. I had a show on out of Chicago for about, as a matter of fact, 4.5 years.
Yeah.
And called your Hymn for the Day.
That was great. You see, you folks listening, I just wanted to know what a real intelligent old man you got here.
Old man is right today.
Well, I think that's well. See, Gene, I fetched along,
good.
If I may use a southern term, I fetched along a sort of a trick record.
Good. What is it?
Well, it's got a bunch of spooks that got together in this one under the Jump label, and I'll tell you what. It's got three kinds of music in one record, huh?
Well, good. You
that's
can't
a good
ask
trick
for anything better
good,
than
isn't
that.
It?
Fine.
Well, it starts off with old Joe Vanilli playing and some of the boys, Charlie Rivera on the piano, Foley Brown.
Mm-hmm.
And I play kind of nice and sweet. And then the, what do you call it, aristocratic music or something.
Just a little rhythm? Maybe
not very much. And then they kind of get the beat a little bit, and then they end up in Dixie. That's pretty cute.
Well, fine. Let's hear that one.
This is I'm Coming Virginia is the name of it. Real old piece with a lot of good boys in it.
Good. Go ahead, bud. Thank you. You set a trick record and you meant it.
That's all right.
Well, that's fine. Look, Jack.
Yeah.
We've been talking about this Dixieland and so forth and so on, and we kind of, I think, gave the impression maybe that, in fact, I said it.
Mm-hmm.
You don't hear that sort of thing anymore.
Yeah.
You know that there's a number in the top 10, and it's a toot toot tootsie goodbye.
Yeah.
Now, there are a lot of versions of it, but there's one particular version that I'm very fond of because, as a matter of fact, it has some friends of ours right on it.
Was that so?
Well, there's Ben Light on the piano, and there's Jimmy Briggs,
yeah,
and Bill Marcus on the drums.
He's a real estate man now.
Yeah, oh, is he?
He's a great drummer.
Oh, he's a fine drummer. Well, he's on the drums. He wasn't selling houses that day, and he started to play drums again.
Good.
Pete DiMaggio on the guitar, and Jimmy Briggs, whom you know very well, plays flute.
I was going to question you about what kind of Dixieland or jazz or anything is that with a flute in?
Well, now, you have never heard anything.
Don't tell me there's a hot cello in it.
No. Well, you've never heard anything until you've heard Jimmy Briggs really play flute on Toot Toot Tootsie Goodbye. Take a listen to this.
All right, Tootsie.
Tootsie Goodbye with Ben Light on the piano, and that is right up there in the top 10, Jack. So
see about that Tootsie Goodbye, I think I better say goodbye. You get back to some sensible.
Well, now, you know that if you don't, we're going to sit here all afternoon, just one after another.
And maybe some of the neighbors will get tired of it.
Yeah, I think maybe we better kind of quiet down. Thanks a lot for coming up, Jack.
Well, thank you for asking me, Gene, and I would like to crown you now.
Well,
crown you king of the disc jockeys.
Thank you. That makes it official, and I'm very grateful for that.
A lot of success to you, and good luck.
Thank you a lot, Jack.
Bye,
and we'll be seeing you again.
King of the day.
King of the day. That is right. Go on to your turkey dinner now, and bless you for coming down.
Thank you. Say hello to Nancy for me.
I will do that. Take your little wife down and go have the turkey dinner. Thanks for bringing him down, Carol. That was real sweet of you. Well, I think now we've had Jack Bailey on as our guest today. We have another short visit here from Arnold Stang.
Yeah, and speaking of beautiful dogs, you ought to see Shirley Temple in A Kiss for Clawless. It's a very funny picture. I already seen it the other day. Well, just as I'm getting interested in Shirley, let me tell you, that kid's rounding into shape. Along comes this David Niven character and Whammo, a kiss